marketing assistant don't look at me. The marketing harlot is falling off the wagon at the internet feast. She's reporting to the television dragon and the corporate beast.
Mosquitoes must die.
And wishes for horses.
Mosquitoes must die.
And bangs for rats.
Three-legged fly.
Three-legged fly.
Mosquitoes must die.
And wishes for horses.
Mosquitoes must die.
And bangs for rats.
Three-legged fly.
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Thank you. Thank you.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Ken Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Hollywood.
We'll be right back. bring our next guest out, huh? This is an unusual guest.
I'll let you introduce.
Okay. Let's bring out Gloria Huddle, okay, everybody? Gloria Huddle.
Libby, come on over. I guess you and the girls have been wondering why I've got me this new hairdo and new clothes. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big movie star. You remember that guy, Alfie, that we met in the pub? Well, he's been managing me now. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a demo. What's a demo? Oh, a demo's a recording, Libby, of my singing voice. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Oh, no, Libby, I don't sing like that anymore. No, Alfie's pulled the voice right out of me. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the recorder and put on the recording by the Manhattan Transfer Call Operator. All right, and then you're going to see how I'm going to sing the demo, Libby. Information. Give me long distance. Give me head. 1, 2, 3. Oh, operator. Information. Give me Jesus on the line. Operator. Information. I'd like to speak to a friend of mine. Prayer is the number. Faith is the exchange. Heaven is the street. Jesus is his name. Operator. Information. Please give me Jesus on the line. Operator. Information. Tell me why. Why? Why, operator? Information. Don't try to tell me what number to call. My mother used this number when I was very small, and every time she dialed it, she always got a call. Operator. Information. Please, give me Jesus on the line. Now, brothers and sisters, you sitting in the TV land, I want you to take the hand of the person that's sitting next to you and hold it. I want you to feel that message of faith and hope. And when you do, I want you to snap your fingers. Even the people in the studio, I want you to snap your fingers. And I want you to stamp your feet a little bit. All right, now you've got that message. All right. All right. Okay, I'm feeling it. Oh, yes. Yes. Operator. Information. Please, hurry. If you can, operator. Information. Please, connect me with a man. Don't worry about the money. I will pay the cost. Give me another line. I'm calling from the heart, operator. Information. Give me Jesus on the line. Oh, give me Jesus. Oh, on the line. Give me Jesus on the line. Oh, yeah. Oh, brothers and sisters, I feel your message. All right. All right, it's coming through. Thank you. Thank you all. Oh, yeah.
You know, that was very unusual when I heard you the other day. That's one of the reasons I wanted you on the show, because I thought this little skit that you did was very unusual. Don't you think so?
Oh, I
and, at the same time, it has a message, mm-hmm. and that's what I want to convey, too. You mm-hmm. know, how long have you been doing that, this sort of thing?
Oh, on and off, maybe about 10 years. But,
really?
But not really. It's more off than on.
Oh, yeah. But you enjoy it, don't you?
I really do. I like the feel of of the audience, and the audience here is just fantastic.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Okay.
Tell me, does this any sign that maybe are you a Christian?
Yes, uh-huh. I've
Are you trying to convey a message? Is that the idea for this particular thing that you did today?
Well, I'd like to convey a message to everybody that we should kind of love each other.
They're all beautiful. That's what I'm trying to have a feeling
that there is hope for some of the problems that we have in everyday living.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Gloria.
Okay.
Gloria Huddle, everybody. Let's give her another hand. Thank you, Gloria. Yeah.
So quit your bitchin', you could be in Siberia dick ditchin', or sweating in some Southeast Asian kitchen. You make good money, but you seldom pitchin', so quit your bitchin'. And you, thinking you're the be-all and end-all. You want to call the shots and rake in the big bucks, but still you do not have the skills to prove it. So quit your bitching, quit your bitching. You could be in Siberia dick-ditching, or sweating in some Southeast Asian kitchen. You make good money, but you seldom pitch in. So quit your pitching,
quit your pitching,
quit your pitching,
quit your pitching.
You could be in Siberia dick ditching, or sweating in some Southeast Asian kitchen. You make good money, but you seldom pitch in. So quit your pitching, quit your pitching,
get to work.
You could be in Siberia dick ditching,
prima donnas,
or sweating in some Southeast Asian kitchen.
This ain't no country club.
You make good money, but you seldom pitching. So quit your pitching.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
We'll be right back. is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Was she breaking? walking through the swampland, I heard a voice say,
"Hey, stop, man."
I turned around, but no one was there. I got a funny feeling in my hair.
Been searching just for you.
Oh!
is gonna stand, stand up. Quicker than the eye. He's got a power in his hands. He's got a power in his hands.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm a young American boy, and you're a young American girl.